Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. On the first part of today's show, I will be talking with Lois Dana. Lois is a student life counselor for Indigenous and intercultural students at Champlain College in Lennoxville. Lois will be talking to us about the week-long activities last week for Truth and Reconciliation Week. Lois will also talk about her own heritage. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Haley Harrison Hobbs, owner of the store called Rustic Roots, located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. Haley talks about the success of the store and plans for the next few months. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start today's show with a song called We Were Here by Canadian music artist Ace Sanaby. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
They say that we can reconcile it. Put it in the past. They say that we can reconcile it. What if I can't? It's in my blood. It's in my blood. Oh, it's in my blood. Why does it feel like we're on the edge, staring down a certain day? Why does it feel like the story ends before it starts? We were here in these faded memories, so we were here in these bleeding stories, so we were here in these disappearing words, even when they start losing meaning. It's in our blood. It's in our blood. Oh, it's in our blood. It's in my blood. Come, we go just like the days, as light and dark in the morning rays. I guess you know, just like the snow, we flow in there, we fade away. A month, a day, a week, a year, just like to say that we were here. We were here in these fading memories, so we were here. So we were here in these disappearing words, even when they start losing meaning.
Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very happy to welcome Lois Dana. You're a student counselor and you work with Indigenous students at Champlain?
At Champlain College, Lennoxville.
How long have you been doing this, Lois?
So this is my fourth academic year of working with Indigenous students. So we've been organizing activities on campus for 4 years, but previous to me, there was always activities taking place for Truth and Reconciliation on campus, especially in collaboration with Bishop's University.
Now, Truth and Reconciliation Reconciliation Week. That was last week. You had a lot of activities. Tell us about the activities.
So Monday was September 30th, the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. So we wanted to honor the families and survivors of residential schools. So on Monday morning, we had a special opening ceremony with some Indigenous students speaking, and Vicky Bolto offered a song, and we had some time of memory of the legacy of residential schools and education about it. And in the afternoon, we joined the Truth and Reconciliation Walk with University of Sherbrooke, Bishop's University, Cégep de Sherbrooke, and ourselves, and we were held a walk in Parc-Jacques-Cartier with special guests from Odenak. Chief Obomsawin was there, Danielle Millette, and Siguenis LaChapelle was also a guest speaker. So we had Indigenous speakers from each institution at the time, a student from each institution, you know, give their connection to residential schools, either, you know, a direct connection through their grandparents or also just the thought, what does it mean to be Indigenous today with the legacy of residential schools? So that was Monday. Tuesday, we had two events that took place. We had a harvest and abundance event at lunch where we offered students, you know, different foods. And we had Holly McCumber from Ganawage come to speak to the students about Indigenous food sovereignty, but also the disconnection that colonialism created with our food sources, especially for Indigenous people having lived on reserves, but also in residential school. There is a disconnection with food that was created by the government imposed laws that came into effect. On Tuesday evening, we had Jacques Newashis, a Natigabic man from the community. I'm not sure if his home, I think his home community is Wemontashi, Quebec, saw the film Soleil Atsigamek, and he was a special guest speaker as he's an actor in that movie. On Wednesday, we were invited to participate in a readathon at Bishop's University. Bishop's University Indigenous Student Services organized it. So we were reading through the Truth and Reconciliation Report. The Truth and Reconciliation Reports are really, really long. So we spent the day inviting different people on campus to come and read from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Thursday, we had another co-curricular activity with a film that was done by Indigenous students at Champlain, and we had guest speaker. One of the Indigenous student alumni spoke at lunchtime, and in the evening, we had another guest speaker from the University of Ottawa, Daryl LaRue, come and speak on campus. On Friday, we were invited to go to the community of Odenak. It's an Abenaki community about an hour away, and we took part in the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women vigil that takes place every October 4th. And also, it's a special day in Odenak as a day to remember Rogers Raid. It was an attack that happened in the community of Odenak on October 4th, many years ago. So we honor the survivors of that violence, but also we honor the women on that day and, you know, pray for their protection, as Indigenous women are more likely to be victims of violence and more likely to experience harm in their lives. So we had a full week of activities from Monday to Friday here on campus. So it was very busy.
It was very busy. I think it's so important, too, because it brings it to light. A lot of us don't really think about the Indigenous population here in the townships, but it does exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we on campus, we have Bishop's University, Cégep de Sherbrooke, Champlain College, Lennoxville, and Université de Sherbrooke. We all have Indigenous students that, you know, that come here. Sometimes they're from different territories than Abenaki territory, which we're on. But we, you know, we want to honor them and their experiences, as many of them, you know, are third generations away from, or two generations away from residential schools. So some of my students, their grandparents went to residential school. Their parents went to day school, which was another system of forced assimilation for Indigenous people, where they went to school in community but weren't allowed to speak their Indigenous language. And now we have the third generation, you know, attending post-secondary, attending college, attending university, getting master's degrees. So, you know, the history is not very far away. So we just want to honor, you know, our students and their experiences, and as Indigenous peoples living in Esprit as well, partnering with Odenak, partnering with Abenaki people who live on this land, on this territory, you know, to bring that education and awareness, because often Indigenous people become invisible because they are a small smaller population. However, that was for, you know, the reason why we are a small population was for a specific reason, right? Because of history that took place here.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Indigenous background?
Yeah, so my family is from Penobscot Nation in Maine. So Penobscot Nation is 4 hours away from here. So as soon as you cross into Maine, we're on Penobscot territory on the other side of the border. So yes, I'm very connected with my family from there. And we are another Wabanaki Nation, like the Abenaki Nation here. So we have a very similar language and culture as the people of Odinak and Wolinak. So yeah. So obviously I do have a connection to it and, you know, want that education to come out so that we can learn to live well together as Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand or speak any of the language from your ancestors?
Yeah, so I'm taking 2 classes right now. There is a course, Abenaki course, offered at Bishop's University and at Université Sherbrooke. So the Abenaki language and the Penobscot language are fairly the same. I also take a community class that takes place on Zoom on Thursdays. So I get to take part in 2 different ways throughout the week and, you know, practice my vocabulary, practice speaking. Again, that was a language that, you know, we were stopped from learning. So it's nice to take that back. And one way to connect to culture is by learning language, because the culture is in the language. Just seeing the way the world is viewed, you can see it in the language. So I'm very thankful to take part in that.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. What attracted you to Bishop's to be a counselor?
Yeah, so I work at Champlain College. Previously, I worked in a college in Ontario, and I was teaching newcomers to Canada. And when I came back to Quebec, I was still teaching online during the pandemic, but I saw, you know, the job became available working with Indigenous students and intercultural students on campus. So I thought, you know, I'm an Indigenous person. I've worked interculturally before, so let me try this out. Really was not planned, but I was in education before, so I was looking forward to working with students. And yeah, it's been an important part of my life and on my journey. I think it's working with other Indigenous peoples has made me stronger as an Indigenous woman, so I'm really thankful for the privilege to be doing the job that I do.
That's wonderful. Is there a large group of Indigenous students at Champlain or Bishop's too?
Yeah, so at Champlain, we're just a small group of 20, but on the Bishop's campus, there's about 50 students. I think at Université Sherbrooke, about 20 students, perhaps. Maybe it's bigger because they have other campuses elsewhere, but in Sherbrooke. Yeah, so we you know, we get to know each other through different partnerships and different activities that we have throughout the year. And then we partner a lot with partners from Ganawage and Odinak, which are the closest communities to where we are here on campus.
Okay, that's great. What do you think that the students got most out of from all the activities during the last week?
Yeah, so for Indigenous students participating in the week, it's kind of a sense of, you know, they really want the education to get out there, especially because, you know, sometimes they become victims to being discriminated against themselves. And it could be, you know, through little comments or people posting things on social media. So they really appreciate that their friends and their classmates are learning about Indigenous peoples. And I think for non-Indigenous students, they really feel like they're learning, they get to meet Indigenous people. They might not have had that opportunity in high school or primary school. So this might be their first opportunity to really learn. Often it's teachers bringing them to these activities. So they're kind of given time to reflect, you know, on the stories happening here, the stories that happened here in Quebec and throughout Canada. So I think it's a time of reflection, and definitely some of the heavier, we did touch on some heavier topics last week, especially in the film Saleh Gemik, but I think it provides, you know, more of a reality. It doesn't sugarcoat the realities of Indigenous peoples here in Quebec. So I think it's helpful learning. Even having, there was one of these students last week that gave a presentation in their class to the rest of the class, and many of them were crying and, you know, said, thank you. Like, thank you for sharing this and thank you for taking the time, even though it's scary, to, you know, educate us about, you know, your family's lived experiences as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Do you think the townships in general is a welcoming place for Indigenous students and Indigenous people?
Yeah, I think it's a welcoming place in general, but I think there's a lot to learn. I think the more that you learn, the less little mistakes you'll make. I think sometimes we come to each other with assumptions about one another, but we should really be coming in cultural humility, you know, like asking questions is always very valuable. So coming, anybody living here who has questions for Indigenous people, I think they'll be happy to answer them, and they're not afraid of them. And for, you know, for Eastern Townshipers to learn more about the Abenaki people and the Wabanaki people, they're always invited to go to Oninak. It's about an hour's trip. So there's a beautiful museum there made in the school that was originally the day school where kids and community went to school. So that whole museum is set up for non-Indigenous people to learn more about the culture. So that would be a super, you know, a good way for them to learn about the territory and learn about the history here, where we are living. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Lois?
No, well, thank you so much for your patience. I was really busy last week, so thank you for your patience in, you know, waiting for my reply. The other thing is, you know, this will continue next year. So for anyone in community who's interested in taking part in the Every Child Matters Walk or wants to come onto campus for different events, those activities are always open to the public as well. If you want to learn about activities or if you want to take the Abenaki class as well, those are things that you could do as a citizen here to take part in.
So okay,
you're very much welcome.
That's a wonderful opportunity, definitely. And I'm sure a lot of people would like to learn more. That's a great place to start. Okay, Lois Dana, and you're a counselor at Champlain for Indigenous students?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much and all the best on your career and the future activities. Wonderful to speak to you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wrap their eyes in blindfolds and still they'll find their way. Blind their lives with pills and lies and still they find their vision. And soon they'll leave you to your yesterday. And they'll sing bye-bye scars of history and bye-bye banker's trust. Aquarius is shining but the sun is one of us. With the rose parsley this summer. Yes, yes. The media is saturated, but the sweet grass still grows tall. And Jesse John Black Bear talks to God in Cleveland, Ohio. And Washington is joking, but the Navajos are not. And Mother Earth just keeps on giving while we're ripening. Seven congressmen, their ears were filled with gold, like their grandfathers had stolen out of the Black Hills. And round the dance goes on, and the children are idle no more, and they will dream the dream my mother sends to them. And they'll sing bye-bye scars of history and bye-bye banker's trust. Is shining, honey, but the sun is one of us. And me, I don't wanna go to the moon. I'm gonna leave that moon alone. I just wanna dance with the rosebud Sue this summer. Yes, yes, yes. Wait for me, you brown-eyed man.
just heard a tune from Buffy St. Marie, and the song is called Generation here on the Townships at 12. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. Lots of activities coming up at Literacy in Action, Migratory Roots Project. Also, they're looking for tutors. Check them out on the website, lia-estree.org. News from the Lenoxville Library. It's time to adopt a book. Choose a book from their new book displays at the library or from the new book lists on the website. Then make a donation in cash or by check or debit card to cover the book's retail price, typically between $20 and $45. The library will inscribe your name or the name of a person you wish to honor on a book plate inside the book and issue a tax receipt for your donation. Coming up, it's the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, Sunday Christmas Market, November 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. Tables are still available to rent, and please contact Wanda Lee Evans for more information. Soup and sandwiches will be sold at a vendor's table. A few more activities coming up at The Hut, the ANAF Unit 318. Coming up on the 19th of October, it's a dance open to everybody. It's with Slightly Haggard, and it starts at 8 p.m. Grace Village Christmas Market happens on Saturday, November 23rd. They are located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke and in Huntingville. The time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they hope to see everybody there, so come on out and support the Grace Village. Lots of fall activities coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. So coming up, there's a fall tea at the Colby Curtis Museum, a selection of seasonal sweet treats, scones, and savory bites, accompanied by the delicious Colby Curtis blend of tea. Saturday, October 26, $30 per person. Please book in advance as seat numbers are limited. Visit the website for more information, colbycurtis.ca. Also, Expo Artisan Fair, discover local artisans and goods. That happens on November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a Sunday at the Colby Curtis Museum, located at 525 Dufferin Street in Stanstead. And again, the website, colbycurtis.ca. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, Lois Dana, Student Life Counselor for Indigenous and Intercultural Students at Champlain College in Lenoxville. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard and a couple of ads, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12, and I will talk with Haley Harrison Hopps about her store called Rustic Roots. We will finish the first half of today's show with a song by Canadian band Indian City, and the song is called Good People, so please stay tuned.
You knew that I was lonely the moment that you told me that you'd always be there, be there.
You don't even know me, still every day you show me the way to make a difference. When I thought that no one in this world would care, my soul was bleeding. You just showed up like you knew exactly what.
Around some, but don't let them divide us, 'cause we got love inside us.
You don't know you're selfless until someone is helpless. I see your sacrifices priceless. Heroes come in different shapes and sizes, yeah, they're all